After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
How you doing?
Hey. Hey.
Come on, Mendices. Yandy. Papoose.
Well, they gonna dance many dances.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop New York AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by my favorite peoples in the world, Stubio. Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Ooh, can we turn her mic up?
I said Courtney Stewart. What's up, y'all?
There we go.
Miss Trinae Todd.
I'm just kidding. What's up,
Who
you guys?
Who sings the song?
Shut up.
That's
what I have. What's up, guys? Your girl, Trinae, you know.
And of course, we got Mr. Stephona Wallace.
We ain't bringing the nickname.
There is no fire up in there tonight, y'all. Y'all ladies out there didn't take care of him last week.
All the man crush Mondays last
y'all
week.
Y'all didn't bring him no suit to help a brother out.
Yeah, none of the man crushes brought me anything. I'm so sick. I ain't getting no love.
Down in the DM. All right, Donna, thank you for that.
Thank you, Donna.
Yes, Donna.
Yes. She's going in right throwing now. Throwing that on when I get home.
I really wanted to start the show out like Rashida.
Oh, with the 4-4.
Oh, you missed it. They did a promo for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. And
you.
It's just Rashida. It's Star just Trek. Rashida. Like, Rashida's just standing there like...
What in the world?
It was
and then
so
4-4-16 comes up. So apparently that's when Love and Hip Hop.
She was doing
4-4. Mark your calendar.
I wanted her to be like
16.
BBOD like pops up.
Yeah. 16.
We switch states so we can be relevant.
Tatalicious dropped a video called Hell of a Night.
Hell of a night.
Hell of a video. Moving on.
I gotta watch it.
Check it out, y'all.
Did any of you guys watch it?
What did you guys think? Can we pull up the live chat?
I thought
so I can
really
talk
good.
With all my friends.
Really I love seeing y'all.
And make it really big so I can see, because you know these eyes ain't what they used to be.
These eyes ain't what they used to be.
Nah. And neither are fucking the eyes on motherfucking BBOD, because I don't mean to cut to the end, but Lexi, what the fuck are those pom-pom ass high heels?
No, you they remember, so it reminded me of those pom-pom socks that we used to, I mean, I used to wear
them. I wore them all the time. I liked them.
But on your heels?
But no, I'm saying that's what, like, flashed back in my head was the pom-pom
like,
socks.
If you go to Greece, that's what the male warriors wear, they were like these pom-pom shoes. So I was like, girls, are you, like, trying to...
I mean, that's what it was kind of going for, because it was like a gladiator sandal, and it was like... Silver, aluminum, ratchet, but it was not cute.
Conway.
It was like
Conway realness.
Picked them up from Chic, but
you know they both had their fur coats on and they knew wigs because they had interviews.
Where's that fur?
Hey, I used to like the girls who wore the little pom pom socks. I thought that was cute.
They're the type of females that would wear the jellies with the socks.
The jellies. I used to like girls that had jellies on.
Or the beauty supply slippers.
Yo,
how many of y'all
wore? I couldn't stand the damn jellies when bitches would have them crusted ass toes, sweating inside the pink jellies.
with them fucking gel pen. Everything in the 90s was gel, 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 gel.
This was like in high school. Though.
Sorry.
Like, which is the problem.
Yeah.
This is the
and they're
problem.
Still doing
and
it.
Still
well, the pom-pom socks
anyway,
are cute,
so Remy's getting her wedding prep on. We meet Ayana, who is the day of planner. And Remy about to catch another case.
Where's my skating rink?
She's like that fucking aunt that nobody wants around. Like,
why do you have a skating rink at all?
It's like I want an albino giraffe! Like, bitch, where am I getting
that? In that episode, why? It made me think, does she have, like, some sort of... Something's missing up there because she just was acting a little.
Well, you know they had to give her something
crazy.
To, like,
bridezilla.
Yeah, they wanted a bridezilla out a little bit.
And it was a skating rink.
She just... I want my skating rink now.
Looking like Monique from Precious.
I don't want to have to kill nobody on my wedding night. But
she
I will.
Look like Monique from Precious. That's awesome.
Remy, like, I don't know if we should be saying this.
I was going to say,
camera
just
after
get
you
out
on parole.
Your parole is watching, so be careful.
Don't be threatening nobody.
But mind you, it ain't even better out there with the dudes because Papoose playing crap.
He playing craps in the corner, y'all.
Like, I got to win the money I spent on this wedding. One for the money, and I'm just trying to run through the money, run like you.
I don't even think we saw a skating rink.
It was a skating rink. It was on the side.
Oh, you did see it.
No.
Did we see anyone skating?
No, I just saw a weird painted lady in the middle of the floor. That
she
I
was
didn't
an
understand.
Angel.
Why was she dressed? But that didn't look like an angel.
You didn't see that little person ice skating in the background?
I ain't seen nobody.
I said I didn't.
I just said it's supposed to be on the side, so I assumed it was like on the side somewhere.
I'm like looking at Remy's dress, like where are we going
to
skate on?
I was trying to understand
on?
Why you needed a skating rink.
Like, could you picture Fat Joe like?
Well, that's why she needed a skating rink. Fat Joe was hot as hell.
He
was
sweating.
Yeah, they should have turned on the air conditioning. Yeah. Like he was dying.
They spent so much money on the ice skate and they don't have air conditioning.
And these bitches who just stay still, like.
No, but what was that braid beanie? So the woman that was sprayed. Oh,
gray.
Yeah.
Gray. Not ice, no cut. She sprayed paint gray.
It was like blue.
She was silver.
It was
a silver.
Light. I thought that was a light.
Like those silver people at Freeze.
Yeah.
You know?
Like the one in
yeah,
Hollywood.
Like the homeless people that were doing it on Sunset. Like,
but
I
don't I understand
can't.
Like what it was for.
Like, did you find them in Central
Park? Mine in silver paint. That's right.
But miming what? Like, what was the point
yes,
of it?
Girl,
I don't
jacket
understand.
Fire.
Oh, my jacket's fired. Thanks.
How much was she paid? I want to know.
Thanks, Angel.
I'll be down.
I can't see.
Caitlin Monroe said, "Feds are watching Remy, just like Candy."
Don't play.
That's how the feds might find out she had.
No, the feds find out because Phaedra called him.
No lies. Remy sends her video to Papoose while he's
that
watching
that was really weird.
The video was just like,
and maybe just because we didn't get any sound, but I was like, was there a message? Was there
and
a note like, baby, I'm coming for you? Like, it was just her like grinding and like,
didn't what's her name do this something very similar from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta? Carly, didn't she do
Carly
something?
Colorette. She did.
Did
something?
Someone do something with the y'all in the chat room? Who on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta did the video for their man? Was it Rashida?
Rashida had
remember with the chair.
But did she?
And it was
she
in
a photo
white,
shoot.
It was
she
in a white
a
button
shoot.
Up. No, no, no. It was a video, and it was a white button up, and the girl did it for her man, and he watched, and we were all like, I mean, it was cute, but
I don't remember that.
Was it Yandy from NDC's? Maybe.
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't want to see that.
Y'all, who did that? I know someone's gonna pull that up.
You wouldn't want to see
Yandy? No.
Why?
Out of everyone I just named, that's the person.
Somebody said Bianca has no edges.
Yeah,
we
figured
we're gonna
that
talk
out.
About that
we
later.
Like, we'll get to that, but
no edges. Y'all.
Still... But I'm back on Yandy. What's wrong with Yandy? You just
I just I don't want
to
see her.
You seen her smush boobs too long?
Yeah, I mean,
I think it was.
And she's like, what is she? Four kids, three kids in?
She was like,
yeah, I don't want to see it.
She got a callus vagina.
Oh, that's rude.
I don't want to see it.
That's rude.
That's for her man only.
Well, he
just
look
like
chap
lips.
What's she supposed to do now?
Did anybody see her and Bianca?
It was Yandy. Okay. Oh wait, but April? No, it was.
Oh, she surprised
well,
Mario out of the dance
him, like,
studio.
In person.
April
that's
went
one
in person.
Thing
no, no,
when
no.
It's in person.
It was
but, like,
Yandy.
The video.
It was Yandy that did it. It was a white button-up like man's shirt, mm-hmm. and she did it with like a blue light behind
yeah.
her. It was a couple seasons ago.
Yeah.
That's what I was like.
And
maybe she's the one that she is the one that set it up for Remy to do it.
She
too,
did.
So.
And the puppet master appeared and was like,
"You want the outfit?
What's
what?
No idea.
But the red, the thing with Remy, like, I don't think we saw enough of it, so I'm wondering if her, like, titties were exposed. And they couldn't really show us a lot of it, because I'm like, where are we going?
Could we get some context? Like, was there a message? Like, baby, I love you, and I'm about to tear you up when we get back to the room or something? Like, if we, because that was, like, the gift before the wedding. Usually, like, you send a nice gift.
They shouldn't even try to show that. They should, it's best to be left to imagination.
Yes, Amina definitely had a wig on.
That is not a New York thing. Right. I think that's a personal thing if you want to make a video like that.
I mean, you make sexy videos and whatnot, but like that one just didn't make no sense on the wedding day.
Yeah. Listen, Caitlin, you need to spice up your love life.
And your son.
You better make a sexy video for your man.
And the son was probably like, did you catch the son was like, let me get out of here. But you know he wanted to stay and watch.
Well, the way he said to his mom, he was like, I better be the first man that you love.
She's like, you know you was the first one that I have loved.
Why are you talking like Rasputia?
No. Why are you Rasputin?
Rasputin.
From fucking the web. And he was like, that's what I said before all this happened. Like, what?
Why
this
are
is
y'all
hella creepy. Like, why are you professing your love to your
so
mom right now? Like,
Afropuff, but we just,
no, when I was like a little kid, you grow out of it though. But I mean, she was in jail for 7 years. Because I remember when I was a little kid, I used to be like, Mom, I love you. I'm going to marry my mom. Like, when I was like 5.
Is this normal? Like,
and
no,
then when I was like 7.
No, it's not. No.
No?
I never said that.
Pretty sure it was. But, I mean,
but
you
then
basically
you
did.
You had no feelings or something when you were little.
See,
he was allowed to express his feelings.
Yeah, some of them. I just couldn't. Say I suck dick.
You can say I
love you, mama.
Couldn't tell her that.
Anyways, Remy and her sister
Raymonique. And
I mean, apparently
she's these keyboard killers.
That's your sister.
It's like, she's hella younger than you, Remy. I'm gonna need you to be the better person.
She was
person
a teenager when you went to jail, so of course she's gonna be mad, like, and upset.
Feelings are hurt. She looked up to you. You're like her superhero. She kind of felt abandoned.
Oh yeah. P.S. Cardi's mixtape dropped today.
She's like, hey,
Trigger fingers, turning Trigger fingers.
You guys can. You guys can check out the interview I did on AfterBuzz TV with Cardi B. She gives a phone number out where you can download and get the mixtape for free.
They said Amina and Cardi B should be in Invisalign commercials.
Y'all, say what?
But you got to have they got to be able to do the after. They can only do the before now.
If Hooked on Phonics really wanted to come back.
She also needs a speech therapist because I'm like, well, her tongue.
Yeah, Hooked on Phonics.
Because it's not just her teeth. Amina got a tongue problem.
It worked on me.
How do you
that's from
get
sucking
that fix,
too
right?
much dick.
You can, like,
yeah, stop sucking dick.
You, it does not come.
It'll like
it's gonna get smushed down there with your sucking dick.
How's she gonna get your visa though? That's you ain't from here.
Well, she needs to learn the game because at this point it's like, Peter, I don't even gotta fuck you anymore. Because if you give out that I wanted this for a green card, you going to jail too.
Mm-hmm.
But so, she ain't smart enough.
So that's what was going on. They're married because
so
she wanted.
So Natalie Nunn came out and that's what she said.
Because
we're
we
also
believe
talking
Natalie,
about
Nunn
Natalie Nunn
tells the truth all the time.
But I like that ratchet tea, so I'm gonna go with it.
She was a male bride order.
Who?
Amina, her off the internet.
She wanted to come to America.
Ayana says that she's having an issue locating the pastor. Remy wants to murder her. Remy asked Papoose to get the pastor, so then
the
she sends Rashida to go
I
talk to Papoose.
Pap to do.
And he had a cute situation, and apparently it's the same guy who got
married them in jail. I just the nostalgia about like, yeah, we were in jail and he married us. Let's get him again. I love it.
He really knows
it was cool. It's like he's a part of their
a part
story.
Of our story.
Yeah.
That's real sweet.
I knew these kids when they was behind.
I knew bars. Them. Now y'all's ready. You about to say I do.
But this is the moment where we found out what Raw really was like. Because she was, her true colors came out. Like, she real life fake. She was like, so since when is Pat dropping the ball it have to do with me? Like, you supposed to be her best friend and you bumping your gums on her special day.
But bitch, you was fucking up too, talking about, what? Why she?
She just
bitch,
Pap don't
that's
like
why
her
you
ass.
Sitting in the chair.
Yeah, that's why.
Because that's why Yandy got involved.
Because
you was fucking
was
up.
That's why you not married. Because
That's why you all your clients gone. That's why.
Well, you got a whole new career. You're a damn fashion designer.
Like, what happened to the shoe line? Was it shoes?
It was heels
first.
Lipstickers. I can't keep up with these bitches.
Keep it going.
It was heels.
Now she makes lipstick. She makes Jersey mat dresses.
Miss Sheeta talking about, I can't. Girl, we can't. Papoose talks about being a bad influence. I couldn't with that, too.
I never did anything to hurt her. No, bitch, you just threw a bottle in a bar that she could have gotten a fight in.
The only scene I was excited for, and it was the wackest scene ever, it was the Creep Squad with Cardi B.
Yeah, it was real whack.
And all it was Cisco not knowing what a vasectomy was, thinking it's being neutered.
You're going to get your balls cut off? What? No.
I didn't graduate. Dun, dun, dun.
do you get to
And I've also never had a cap before.
You know what it really reminded me of when she walked up was like she was trying to get like a, you know, sell herself. Like it was very
weird. She kind of was.
Like
she
a hoe. Like, you know how they walk
in the host.
Hey guys.
She definitely said no free drinks.
Looking for a party tonight?
No, but she says
looking for a Cardi tonight.
I got the shmoney. You got the shmoney.
You got that shmoney. But
Peter was like,
she likes the shmoney. She was like, and when he was like, I'm too grown for that. I don't do that anymore. She was like, I like that. That's what I'm in for.
And then Peter, have you
offered some shmoney?
You got some shmoney?
Nah, he ain't got no shmoney.
I might have to find me some Cardi B because she looking kind of good and I need girlfriend.
If Cardi B fucking
Cardi B's like, I hate light skinned too.
Now Cisco's like, you got shmoney? Cause I'm broke.
No, first of all, she would never fuck Cisco because I can imagine what her man looked like.
He would be annoying. He's
total opposite.
Like the bottom of this
mug. Big black.
Her man would probably
look like you seen the movie Shottas?
Shottas.
With Damian Marley. That's who I feel Cardi B be fucking with. Paid in full, bitch. Clockers.
Dreads.
Clockers.
Damian Marley.
All right, so the Creep Squad, Cisco, yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
Cisco thinking, oh, you know, now that I'm single, I might have to get that. You can't get what won't be given to you, first of all.
And he totally,
second of all, why?
Like, you look like a fucking minion. Like, stop.
But why is it?
He's like this small. Like, it's all roly.
No,
rattly.
You look like Despicable Me. I can't.
But there's just no other, like,
he looks like the
chicks out there.
Despicable Me. What is his name?
Isn't it Despicable?
It's Despicable.
Yeah, Despicable Me.
I don't know his name. Mr. Despicable. All right. Amina shows up because Peter invited her.
The movie, by the way, it's much.
I love both of those movies.
It's much.
And now that I have that image in my brain in Cisco, I can't.
Yo, so here's, and these little minions are sitting up. Cisco would be in heaven like, hey. All right, Cardi, so guns. Here's what I thought was going to happen. Peter invited Amina to break the news about the vasectomy. Amina was going to get mad, walk away, and then his real date, Tara, was going to show up that he could bring inside. Like, I felt like he really was going to have this all set up. So I'm proud that he didn't.
Congratulations, Peter.
He invited
her. For not being a slime ball.
Yeah, but on top of it, you know, not really the best place to talk about
why
that kind of, hey, I want you to come to this wedding so
we can
talk
about some things.
I'm getting my tubes tied. And I think this would be the appropriate place for me to tell you that.
In front of all of our friends and closest friends and family.
I really think we'd heighten the wedding, us having that conversation.
She's the one that's going to get pregnant.
She's the one that has the baby.
Just everything that spews
and
out of her mouth.
I really hate to say this, but like, it should have been me, and now I'm rethinking my abortion. You're rethinking your abortion because another woman is pregnant with a child.
But when you think about it, he's dumb because, like we said, he should have talked about this instead of assuming that, oh, because she had one abortion, that means she's totally not okay with having kids. Like, what? For the rest of her life?
Girl, I don't know what I...
This one moment was just a moment for them because they obviously... They keep going back and forth with the same stuff. She over here saying, oh,
agree,
I'm back
Luke.
To my music career. No, you said that last year. And
anytime you're talking
back.
About, so you're giving Tara another baby? I know it sounds petty. It does. Now, at that point, everything you say after this is fucking dumb. Like, why are we having this conversation again?
Yeah.
Like, the whole, like, fucking damn at the end where they go through everybody's shit. Like, I'm keeping this paper for next season.
Yeah.
I'm keeping what you fucking all said. And if I fucking see you, Amina, back on this fucking dick train, like, I can't.
You're gonna
I don't like that she uses the term "you're giving." Like, it's they're receiving these
they
great gifts.
I mean, but these bitches look at it
they
like
think it's the greatest gift.
You're
and like,
giving her another baby and not giving me, like,
I just want to know how many girls have something like how. Like, Peter's out here raw dogging all of these girls.
That's true.
He must got that sperm.
No.
That it's, golden
it
sperm.
It burns STDs. Like, no, boo. Wrap it up.
The I'm royal penis.
Out. He has a royal penis.
He does not
out.
Have a royal penis.
He does not.
His gutter dick.
Hey, they'll fight you for saying that because these chicks are dying for Peter.
You ain't fighting me for that, bitch. You can have it.
Have it.
They dying
it.
For Peter.
I've had homeless dick before.
Scoop it up, set it on fire.
I've let a man live in my apartment and take care of him. I have. He wasn't really home. I wasn't like out here. You know what I mean? But like a low key. Like then when I found out the situation, I was like, wait.
You know, we've all had those dumb moments where we took care of a guy.
You know,
and it really, you know, it. backfired girls. On it.
Never
you
happened.
Know?
That always happens.
I was younger, yeah, it's no.
never Let's happened. Talk to all the girls that you've been with, and they'll be like, yeah, I took care of that motherfucker.
When he first started acting, my career, I took care of everything.
Don't tell me speaking for all the girls. That
my bills paid.
Maybe all girls do not do that shit. Never once in my life.
You know, it's a matter of just knowing your worth. You know? Me and Jesse, we didn't know our worth at the time. So,
no, y'all were just y'all. You know, y'all were in love. Or in
no,
like,
no, I knew my worth. First of all, none of that was happening. Like it was just little shit. Like
he wasn't impregnating. No,
yeah,
all
you know what I mean.
World.
Like okay, like you either gonna get food stamps or you ain't eating. So like you know what I mean.
Get
moving
to
on,
brother. Get to it.
Enough of my love.
For
and
her, I feel like Peter was. I know Peter probably was like, look, I'm trying to invest in this restaurant and I need you to sign off on it. Like he was probably running the game. Like.
Oh, of course.
Like, I really need your help. Like, you're from Germany. Your
first
family.
Of all,
like,
you open a restaurant, you're going to fuck all the waitresses in there.
It's just gross. just nasty.
Like, I'm just confused.
And then, you know, having the management skills and the business acumen to run a restaurant,
first of all,
it takes something.
Rich Dollars is a artist manager. What artist has he managed successfully? So now we're going to assume that because he can't successfully manage an artist, he can successfully manage a restaurant. Now, yeah. Jimmy from Uptown, this might be hit, whatever that means. This it might be
Jimmy from Uptown. Huh? Who is Jimmy from Uptown?
I'm assuming Uptown Records.
Should I know him?
I was thinking Uptown Records.
Uptown New York.
Or like Jimmy from Uptown.
Exactly. Like we're just assuming it's Uptown Records. But they didn't actually say from Uptown Records. They just said Uptown to try to let us think that maybe he's from up. But that Negro from Harlem, y'all. Yeah, like he just
no.
like playing.
Literally, Jimmy, literally from Uptown.
Literally,
bitch. I feel like Bun from Real Housewives is gonna come on up here.
Come out the bushes.
Can I get in on deal?
Kurt gonna come up and be like, what? Rashida let me out the house.
I got an apartment. Y'all wanna set it up in there?
Dude, after I was like, Ray J be doing over
we
in Hollywood.
Doing like a cocktail lounge.
What was the dude they had in Love and Hip Hop Hollywood that they opened a club with out of random, what's her name?
Oh.
From Atlanta. From Puffy's group. What's her name? No, it was Hollywood.
Yeah, that's Atlanta.
Yeah, Diddy
that's
Bar.
Atlanta.
What is it?
The Diddy Bar.
They opened up, yeah.
She's like, this is all my money that I'm putting. You have postpartum. I'm sorry. Get out of my face. Postpartum.
Your music ain't selling yet, bitch.
Postpartum.
So we gonna work with this dude, so but they brought in a random dude, though.
Yeah, like Ben.
Yeah, it was
Benny from South Boston.
They brought in another random dude. I love it. There's always a random dude that knows about
Ben
restaurants.
From South Pole. Oh no, not God. South Pole, the clothing line. Like, he from the South Pole. We found him on Craigslist. I found him on LinkedIn. All right, so she says she doesn't want to be with him anymore. Then we got that situation with Remy and her son. It was cute. He gonna walk her down the aisle, except when he talking about, I better be your first look. Like, I don't know.
Creepy kid.
It was just weird. Then we saw the weird statues. Fat Joe was there. Just star-studded. Mm-hmm. Cardi B.
Yes.
Keisha Cole. I like that haircut, though, Keisha. I was into
it. She went along with the theme, too. Little hair was like ice.
Fleece is white as snow.
Ice white. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She broke up with looking like old boy, though, huh?
Yeah, and apparently they're talking about he going to be on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, and I'm like, why?
Wait.
Booby.
Because he's trying to be a rapper or something.
Yeah, because he's certainly not in the NBA
anymore.
I looked back at the show Love and Hip Hop. That's what I felt. I looked back at Love and Hip Hop and I said, okay, you know what? I do see what the theme of Love and Hip Hop is.
Oh.
It is real. This is real life. Because as I'm
it's
out
real
here.
Real life.
Nicolette, you know, she's Sensei Don't Play. She has a little rap career.
Yeah.
And so I see her going to, like, work with these certain producers. And there's certain producers, like, she brings, like, all her friends are gay boys. So we all end up going with her. And when you meet these producers, they don't want no dudes in there. They want to just work with the artist. So Love and Hip Hop is really, they're trying to capitalize off of these skeevy fake producers out here who find these poor girls who are broken-hearted and minded. Mm. And they take advantage of them. Yeah. But the girls are taking advantage, too, at the same time. So it's just this fucking circle of fuck-ups. Interesting.
Mm. So that's the theme.
And that is the theme. So now I'm wondering, Booby, like, why are you getting involved in this shit? Mm.
He's not in the NBA anymore.
He's lost.
Oh, he's got so no dough.
He's lost. He's got no
relevance.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, he's lost.
No, for real.
Lost in the sauce.
He was with LeBron when LeBron was about to pop. Yeah. Then LeBron left and went to Miami.
Wait, so he's not in the NBA at all?
No. He's a
and he's
poet.
Young, though, right?
Did he get hurt?
He was going to be nice.
How old is he?
He's like 26,
7, 8.
Why did he skip out?
I mean, he's a small guy. He's a shooter. He's not really like an impact player.
He wasn't good. And
he was just famous for being Keisha Cole.
He happened to be on fucking LeBron's team and at the time when LeBron was.
And at the time, he's fucking Keisha Cole. And yeah. LeBron learned his name.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where I was trying to get from. You know what I mean?
Wait, that's how Baby Daddy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the one that's big.
So the wedding was cute. I thought it was cute that there was snowing inside. Remy walked down the stairs. That was different. It was very actually. Scrappy's mama wedding. Remember when she came down?
Yeah.
But I liked that their stairs at least had a Cinderella hook to it, you know?
Yeah.
I liked what they were trying to go for.
Right.
It was cute.
The wedding very came Cinderella. Together.
It did. Because I was nervous at first. I promised I wasn't going to say this, but I'm not wearing my What Would Jesus Do bracelet, so I'm going to bring it up. But Remy Ma's mom, her eyeballs.
Lord.
Just rewind to that part.
I got
That's
my bracelet on.
Say.
I can't comment.
Yeah, I ain't going to go further than that because I ain't going to speak
all
on
I'm
her
All I'm
going
to do is
I ain't saying nothing.
That's all I'm going to do. You guys know what's up.
But there's a comedian, though. What's the comedian?
Oh, he make his eyes pop up.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
It's not Earthquake. No. It's a big dude, though. He got
you know those
no
memes
neck.
That be going around with the ugly... why did I have to say
that? You said ugly.
Damn. Yeah. You know, with the hand-drawn frog?
Yeah.
All right. So they make their vows, and I thought this was fucking adorable. Papoose, I was like, are you high and didn't remember to bring your vows? Because Remy's were everything.
He didn't even call them vows. He said, I ain't write no speech. But
here's what I gotta say.
Nigga, it's not a speech, though.
The pastor's
I mean,
like, we got this ring, the ring go round and round, riddles and bullets. The ring go round and round.
It never end, it'll keep going.
It's showtime!
What?
It's showtime.
Mike Berry, that's Smoking. Information. I gotta look into that. That's wild.
Wait, what is it?
They said Boobie Gibson turned out a $3 million deal because he wanted to rap. So he could have still been in the NBA.
Oh, honey.
He
turned
was
the
lost.
Deal down.
Well, clearly
lost.
Still.
Lost.
We got to check. I got to check those facts, but.
Don't turn down the deal,
He went from
bro.
Being a poet to a rapper to a hip-hop reality TV star.
I'm telling you.
What's next?
People get caught in the hype. You're on the same team as the greatest player in the world.
Name one basketball player that has successfully launched a hip-hop career.
Shaq.
But let me tell you something. Shaq Fu?
Kazam!
What's his name? Meta Peace?
Meta World Peace. Meta World he gave me his
Remember Allen
CD.
Iverson when he tried to do that?
Don't talk Let about me tell my you. Baby daddy.
Girl, that was so 2009.
I don't care.
The same brains as
Actually, that was 2000.
He is lost.
Now he's lost.
He got the same.
Girl, and he
cannot
be
found. Wasn't he the one that dragged his wife out the house?
He only had a hamburger.
How he going to drag his wife? He this tall.
No, he's
got a temper out of this world.
He is fire.
He's beating dudes up in the bowling alley.
This episode was
gang of dudes.
All right.
I love him.
I did used to. I'm not even
I know. There's a gang of NBA players right now, presently, that all want to be rappers, and they all have out, like, records. They all got them.
Yo, did you see? Oh, this is so random, y'all.
A gang
Speaking of hip-hop, Drake just got caught. You know the song YG? Fuck.
Who do you love?
His whole verse is taken from old school hip hop jam from
what?
MTV Jams. Look it up, Google it, but that whole entire verse, word for word, is stolen. So I'm just like,
oh my gosh.
Meek Mill belts coming a real
Crazy.
Cute diss track for that.
Iman Shumpert trying to get a record
right. Right, Drake got
Everybody
his next
is.
Shoot.
Damian
next
Lillard.
Album gonna be like, Mary, Mary, had a lamb. Please buy the
Chris Webber had a rap song. They all wanted to be rappers.
Did. Chris Webber stopped. Gibson said in an interview.
Yeah.
That's you know what?
Wow.
Wishing you the best of luck.
To everybody.
That.
Hope that works out. Because you have a child and that child needs to eat.
Amen.
All right, so yeah, it was cute. I love that she said, you are the reason I'm alive. I'm here in this place. And I feel like that's really true.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
He gave her something
to
hope
for.
Yeah.
Because when you go to
And that ain't nothing I'm ever going to give love and hip-hop, but you almost had me a little child.
Yeah.
Because I believe in their love.
Yes.
She fought the tears back.
I want to know who works for Love and Hip-Hop that is doing this deal with these people for these hats. Because Papoose got Black Love. Motherfucker from Love and Hip-Hop have Just Love. So I'm like, does someone cut
you
on
a hat?
Is that what it is?
No.
Should I start a hat?
You should. Get on it.
Hey, that could be a funny hat. She get it.
All right, so they do their first dance.
Hey, but you do the exclamation mark upside down in the back of it.
And then copyright it.
Yep. Mm.
3 weeks, y'all. Don't
tell
his,
it's coming. Oh. His idea.
It's coming.
Shack attack.
Guess what won't be happening?
Jesse doesn't want to make 100K this year.
I'm so sure that's what any of them made off those hats. Because I sure haven't seen anyone but them wearing those hats.
True that.
Or these random people that they post on Instagram, but then when you go to their Instagram page, they never wear that. So I'm like, you just walking around like, can I take a picture? Anyways. So they do their first dance. They do that.
Had to do that.
Mendici's pulls Yandy outside. That's why we started this, y'all. To have a last dance.
Last dance.
And it was just a whole bunch of hypocritical shit talking about, like, I'm always going to be here for you.
It's just,
you know,
weird.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Like, he keeps saying that. He keeps saying that, though.
Everything is about our family.
Kiss I want to live in the moment. Yeah, because it's all you have.
That's all you got.
Kiss me through the
But you can't say, I figure when
we've
you pull
been, your... We've gone a long way.
Where?
Where?
The journey hasn't begun.
You're back. You're back to where we started. Enter in the facility. So, you know, where you haven't gone is now Yandy's not pregnant right now, so she ain't
but
got something to do.
Like you're trying to make her pregnant.
Which is what he should have done.
He looked like he was trying.
Listen, if you're going to pull your girl aside, you're about to go away for 8 years. You already got the judgment.
Fuck her at the wedding.
Yeah, damn right. Roll that dress up so that you don't get nothing on it. You know what I'm talking about. Anybody that knows about what's going on. And then from the back, son.
Hit it from... You know, honestly, that whole scene looked like a Slow Jams 1999 commercial. Like, remember the Slow Jams commercial?
Yes.
Where it would be like album, the couple embracing one another. Or a condom commercial, like the first time.
That's what they should have put in. It was a condom commercial.
Yeah.
And then
they should have told him to take that hat off.
She said, he said, I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're thanking her, because
I want to thank you for raising all of our kids.
Right.
My other ones.
And these ones that I gave you.
You know, she really looks damn good to be going through all that.
She's sitting on $14 million.
That's great.
Yeah. Like, that's the money that they allowed the government to know about.
Yeah.
Because when you do what Mendici's does, these tissue boxes be having things underneath them.
Deep. Going
bed
deep.
Mattress, the mattress, you get the mattresses.
The grits.
I used to date a girl. Daddy was...
you were saying.
I picked up the mattress. I was like...
Oh, whoa. What?
That's ethnically different for you.
Listen, I grew up in Miami, Florida. Anyway.
I love you, Stefan. Papoose wants kids.
This guy.
Papoose wants kids, and he
said... He wants them now.
Look, I gave... Papoose is on what Stefan's talking about. He like, look, I gave you the wedding, I'm going to roll that dress up.
Roll the dress up. So you got all the stains on it, so she can go back to the...
I'm a Zambino.
No, you know
him
from
Dungeon
Spider. He's
like,
it's Mr. Next
Time.
Oh, my God.
It's showtime. What's your name?
Look.
It's Mr. Next.
Just one.
I don't even know what's happening.
I don't know
what y'all talking about.
I have no idea what's going on.
I'm steady reading the chat. Like.
So now we get into this. The fucking I can't. When they do. And second of all, it was like 30 people that we had to like get a catch up on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like Shark Tank beyond the tank.
Ended it with the wedding. Nobody cares about the rest of these people.
No, I low-key didn't care about the, this.
Well, episode. That's how they got to close out the season, though.
I thought next week was the season finale. But I mean, I'm thankful.
Thankful.
But here we go. So Bianca, you know I'm turning negativity into positivity. Filming my video for her gym.
Everybody is going off on her forehead. I wasn't gonna say nothing about her forehead. But everybody's going off on her forehead.
But it was like drastic because we've seen her with the bangs and the hair in the face. But that ponytail pullback
was, it started
she's
back here.
Bald as
girl, y'all leave the weaves alone. You ain't got to lose your edges.
She was like Stevie in the room.
Looking like,
she
was like Stevie Wonder,
No, you can clown because they. Because somebody.
Wonder, like, you know, Stevie Wonder's braids is like really about to fall off his head.
And somebody should take care of Stevie.
They need to just snip that
shit. That's fucked up.
I hate that they don't do that. They don't take care of Stevie, though. They should.
You know what I mean? Just put a hat on his head.
He might want it that way.
No, they got him out here looking crazy.
Like, he's like, I don't care. I like my. Leave it alone.
It's a memory.
They got
just
him
cut
out
him loose, Steve.
Dumb as fuck, and she looked just like him.
Because I had a teacher like that. She had dreadlocks, and we saw like old pictures, and they were beautiful. But then when she was teaching us, it was like three of them, and they started way back.
That's
then.
How Whoopi's on like, is. Boo. You ever see Whoopi when she get all excited?
Yeah.
And then it flip one flip out, and you be like, "Oh, girl, your braids." You really got them like covering. They covering.
But at least Whoopi's hers are still thick.
She had some good ones for the Oscars.
I think she mixed it
but
with.
But as I was saying, that's what it reminded me of. Them edges was
look like Countess
literally,
Mom.
Literally, like we gonna need to get her some castor oil or something to get them edges to grow back.
Let's jam.
Once they gone like that, they ain't
gone.
Back.
They ain't gone, girl.
Back. They ain't coming.
Oh no!
Put some chia. No, bitch, put chia seeds on the side of her.
Mickey said, why does Jesse think Yandy has $14 million? Shaking my head.
Google. That's what it says.
That's what it says.
She's married to a drug lord or whatever the fuck he is.
A drug king.
Who does she put
and
on?
I'm sure she do all this work for fucking, who does this show?
Mona May.
I'm sure Mona May be like, here, bitch, I fucked your life up enough. You're my best friend. He has
Bianca needs castor oil. What does that do?
Castor oil is supposed to help it grow. But, like, if you have snatched your shit ball,
you need chia seeds.
You done jacked up your follicles.
You rub castor oil on your
You can rub different oils.
I rub
to
Jamaican
massage
castor
it.
Oil on my edges every night before bed.
You brush them with your nail brush.
You got the baby hairs.
You know,
she like,
see my days. My edges are broken off, y'all. This is a real story.
It's real.
I put a little Jamaican castor oil on there before bed every night. Soothe that little scalp.
She look in the mirror
to
do her little.
Just for me.
So many things I'm going through. So much that I want to do.
BBOD, they're filming their video for Hell of a Night and managing themselves.
Hell of a Night.
Go ahead, girl.
But Hell of a Night by Tretch. Tretch is doing it, right?
Huh? He did their video.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's doing the video. Tretch.
You know,
naughty by nature.
Let me know what you guys think. Look at the video and leave it in the comments.
BBOD, yeah, you know me.
Okay, Drake.
Well, Sarah
but I mean, he needed
here.
A new job because they didn't raise enough money.
Wait, yeah. What was the bombs?
What was the bomb?
What was the bombs? We missed
Sarah.
It.
Yeah.
Right, Google
bombs.
Tells always the truth. I mean, I don't know if it's the truth, but I'm assuming she got some coin. I ain't going to take that from her.
Coin.
You know what I mean? She got friends. I'm
we
sure
don't
she
know
sucks.
How much she got.
I'm
y'all
sure
know how much she got.
Put it on. Y'all, did you guys see that meme where it was like, finally, Remy Ma, she got married in 6 years, and Chrissy still didn't get a marriage.
Oh,
that was
man.
Fucked up. Did you see that, guys?
I didn't see that. But
and I was going to say to y'all, I missed Chrissy
rude.
Right at, on this episode. Is
wait,
where
which
I Chrissy
are y'all missing?
What?
You do her voice so well. White girl Chrissy.
Oh, because original New York Chrissy.
Oh, I thought you were
Jim
talking
Jones
about
Chrissy.
Jim Jones Chrissy.
Yeah, oh, no, no,
Jim
no.
Jones.
I'm talking
I thought she was talking about Jim Jones.
Yeah, okay, no.
Who are you talking about?
You talking
about Jim Jones Chrissy.
You talking about Pimp, Mariah Lynn's Pimp.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Mariah Lynn is, I mean, her exit was her just reading Instagram quotes. She's like, the only person looking for me is me. What doesn't kill you makes you strong. She's like, build a future for family no matter
like
what happens.
She was reading Instagram quotes.
And my baby's the only unique, original, authentic thing she said was, I'm really happy for my baby sister, Iceland.
Oh, man.
And you know her mama fucked.
Her mother, baby mama.
I don't know who she
mixed.
Fucked. No, clearly with the name Iceland.
The most awkward
right.
Picture.
She hit up,
she like,
Remy.
I got a new
baby.
Was
crazy baby.
What should I name my child?
Iceland.
Where was he conceived?
Like the land of the ice.
I just had
that's
an
how they felt when they was
way.
High. They were like, girl.
I feel so like, cold. Like,
no, they was outside in Central Park getting in.
I know, but it felt like there was an Iceland.
Just crack.
That's what I'm gonna name that baby. I feel that ice on my ass.
I bought the dollar store pregnancy kid and said I'm pregnant.
What's the character's name on Frozen?
Boy, who
Elsa?
The fuck knows that?
Elsa, okay.
With the snowman?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Frozen? Snowman? Do you want to build a snowman?
No, Frozen. No.
Elden Door.
Are you talking about the girl
I know Elsa.
Elsa.
I don't know no one
you're
else. You
talking about the snowman?
Name.
No.
What's the snowman's name,
I'm
yo?
Just trying to find out.
I thought
someone knows
the girl's name, but you
her
said it.
Elsa,
okay,
but then
I'll just make it sure.
Snowman, and I didn't know if
you went to the
snowman.
Mariah Lynn don't look like no one's Elsa.
Hey, Mariah Lynn.
The only thing frozen about Mariah Lynn is her credit, okay? Oh. Moving on from the Cardi B talking about, I mean, legit. She the only one talking about business shit. She's like, I got mobile
makeup
chargers
coming
out, makeup, my mixtape dropping.
She got so much heat for her mixtape cover. They was like, you ghetto ass bitch, how you gonna be in some drawers in front of a stove? You over here playing
Nicki
into stereotypes.
Nicki Minaj had a fucking lollipop, like, in front of her pussy. Yeah, like, out of everything Cardi B does, that's what we're offended
but
of.
In Fader, I saw an article, she really trying to get her mom and pop out the streets. I mean, not out the streets, but, you know, out of, like, you know, poverty. Like,
I think she has
hustling.
She wants to get out of that, but the problem is
Olaf, that's right. Sorry, it was bothering me that I couldn't think of that, but yeah. Thanks.
Either or, Cardi B, she gonna be probably the only one that's good from this show, because she can only really go up.
She said they randomly selected a country from Google Maps. Will be Iceland.
Africa or Iceland. Which one will it be?
Like, oh man.
Oh, Olaf. Poor child. That's if it was hilarious. Greenland, that would have sucked. Rashida working with Mariah Lynn and apparently has a fashion line. Anyways, Peter has getting a vasectomy, working with Jimmy from Uptown and Rich Dollars at Get Soul Restaurant, which you did look up is...
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's in New Rochelle. Mm-hmm. Okay. But on the vasectomy, though, he got the vasectomy, but not before he shot off. He fired off. Lick one more shot. Lick one more shot.
And then they had the nerve to name their son Prince Gunner.
So I'm going to read you. There's only 3 reviews, so apparently only like 4 people have been there. The
Tangled
restaurant
was better, Trini Boy.
The restaurant's called Get Soul. And
Peter, you get one. Like.
And the first review said, waited for menus, water, drinks, and food for 2 hours. Left and still no food. No one even came to the table to ask how things were going. We asked for a manager. The only time he showed is when we stood up and walked out. Even the valet was...
It was probably Jimmy coming from uptown.
They started going in on the valet, too. I mean...
No.
At least it has a valet.
No, Peter,
at least we know that Peter's consistent.
No, Peter.
He went over to the restaurant and shit on
fucking
everything.
It up.
Yeah. Everyone is like, this nigga... He can't even do the restaurant right.
He was in the back with the waitress, fucking the waitress.
Busy,
so that's
so
where
she couldn't
she
go to
late.
Her table. Exactly. He was the manager.
And typically, your first couple reviews, just so y'all know, because I manage the restaurant, your first few reviews that you get on Yelp
are bad.
Are going to be good because you're going to have
your
friends.
You're doing your best.
You have your friends do them. Come in and eat, Jesse. Boom. Ha ha. Did you love everything?
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Cardi B be like, the restaurant was bad.
He can't even get the first review. He got 1 star on the first review.
I want you guys to look in Peter's friend list and see who Xavier Spencer is. Because
right.
He gave it 5 stars.
Great brunch on Sundays for those people.
Great brunch.
Who,
it's one of his sons.
Love hip hop and R&B. So it was somebody from the show. He's a grip from the show.
Yeah. One of the Uber Jacks.
He threw in their love and hip hop. Shut up.
So then we saw
the worst.
Tara, and she just said, wah, 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 wah. Stop allowing less than. Then we saw
Mina. She's so happy.
We're not even discussing her. Like, it was just like,
pubes in the food. Y'all stay fit. Peter stole the car.
She should be called Get STDs.
Oh my God.
But the thing
it should
is,
be called Get Pregnant.
Tara is so up Peter's ass that she named her son Prince Gunner. That's.
Ugh. Well, they decided
it's a Prince Gunner Wallace or is it Prince Gunner Guns?
It's Gunner.
Because if it's Gunner Guns, that's stupid.
Well, Gunner. Oh, because she's never made a dumb choice in her life before.
Prince Gunner Guns. Prince Gunner Guns.
Prince Gunner Guns.
She got pregnant 3 times by Peter.
Right. By his gun.
Purposefully.
3 times.
Purposefully. Let's just really sit and let that marinate.
Three children. Children are in this world with Tara and Peter Guns as parents.
God bless those children. I pray for them.
Every day.
Peter Guns vasectomy at the restaurant.
Tara's the valet.
Hey, why y'all clowning? I love it. They clowning.
And well, bitch, Amina over here talking about, I found my voice. I was like, bitch, I heard you're single. I can't hear.
They probably got her playing like light piano.
But
in
my
the
thing is, I
restaurant.
Feel like everything in Amina's problem in life is her vocabulary. Well, because I think she thinks she's explaining stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think when she got the tattoo, they were like, well, what do you want on your side? She was like, I want to say Yamama. I want to say my ma. And they drew a Yamaha.
I got you, girl.
And she's like, no, this isn't my NF.
I think she may have like a real live learning disability because.
Oh, Lord.
I think a couple of them do.
Because. What?
No,
you know, I just realized I found my strength, and I'm living life for me. And
Amina's sister, please never
okay.
come to the States. Never,
okay.
ever.
Please come get your sister and take her back to China.
No, I'm confused why the fuck Erica Mena ain't being a good friend like she said she was for Amina. Like, bitch, where you at this season?
She is in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. She trying to find who can she get pregnant by. She pregnant, right?
Right, because she ain't with
Is
Bow
Wow. Is she pregnant right now?
No.
She ain't pregnant?
No, apparently Bow Wow got Keisha Cole pregnant.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
You out here fucking this pixie ass bitch. We'll be out here trying to find a job. Like,
so we might as well pick up Erica Mena, but she don't fuck with him because he ain't got no NBA career no more.
Right.
If he had one, she fuck with him.
Look, your rap career hasn't popped off. Check with me after this season. I'm going to check the ratings. If you're booking club appearances, then, you know, I might be down.
Because, you know, that's how
Erica
talks.
I might be
talk. I'm talking. I miss you, Erica. Shout out to Erica.
Hey, she's like, hey, you're a rapper. Call me baby.
But the best part of the show was Yandy finishing it off. Because Yandy, I love that the editors felt this was the perfect title to end the show with. She said, nothing can break up the love of the family.
Yes!
Have we watched
jail!
Every fucking
addiction,
season of Love and Hip Hop?
Drugs!
Threesomes! Babies!
Vasectomies!
Mothers running over fucking motorcycles! Like, bitch, what are you talking about?
Nothing
can break up the
are
love of the family.
What I wanted to see was her just, like, reading a storybook with the whole...
With all seven children,
just like a tribe,
and
then
all the other, all the other baby mamas in the back.
Like, just like a tribe.
I love, and
I quote Mendici saying a couple weeks ago, you know, I'm just gonna try to have a, you know, a dinner and get all my baby mamas together.
Yeah, but what is that
I
like?
Love when
honestly,
you can say that
for Erica Mena, like you had to move out your husband's mother's house.
Mm.
Like, what was that day like?
Your husband's mother's house? They didn't get married,
they? Lived
they?
In the basement.
But they didn't get married.
They lived in the basement.
Didn't they get married?
No, they didn't get married.
No, they were engaged.
Oh, okay, sorry.
She got the ring, but she had to give it back.
Hope she sold it. Maybe that's how she got a house now. But no, she got a kid. Let a baby sleep. She has a son.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She does have a son. King or something.
King.
You seen Fuller House?
He's like school. I can't. Good night.
All right, y'all, we love you. Please do me a favor, though. I really need you guys to do this, all right? I need you to go to iTunes, subscribe to us, rate us 5 stars, and leave us a comment. If you love us and you want to see us back, I need you to do it. Otherwise, I ain't coming, all right? I'm done with this shit. All right, y'all motherfuckers are going to start doing since I'm fucking just high off fucking this Coke. I'm not that Coke. Coca-Cola, just fucking caffeine. Sorry, y'all.
Clarify.
Thank you. You guys can keep in touch with me at DJ Jesse J. Also, jessiej.com.
Ooh,
I'm on Stuart Starwood.
And you know where you can find me. Instagram, Twitter,
I've done too many
at
shows
your girl Trinae. What's up?
How long have you been here? I just want to say before I tell you where you can find me, which you guys already know, I keep seeing all of these Instagram quotes, and they keep saying the same thing. They keep saying, you just got to love yourself. And I'm wondering, how hard is that for everybody? Because I've been loving myself probably from day one. I really genuinely am a
guy.
Yeah,
but your problem is you have to also love
others.
So then I should get a different
Instagram
quote.
Yeah. Hit up Mariah Lynn. She's got a whole bunch of them. Check her page out.
Hey, I'm just messing with y'all. Please love yourselves. Try it. I mean, give it a chance. Give yourself.
Why are you talking to our audience?
Give
smart
yourself
enough,
a chance.
They know what's up. They've been saying it more.
I don't know, but it's all over. Every time I look on Instagram, somebody, one of these girls
watch.
Is writing.
Well, stop
love
following
yourself.
Johnny Blaze and
yes.
fucking Amina.
Hey, y'all can find me anywhere on social media at I am Stefan.
My mom's just gonna be like, "You were doing coke." I can just imagine. And mom, why the fuck you watching this? Anyways, till next week, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.